T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We will head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mark Richt, former head coach here at the University of Miami. He's an analyst now for the ACC Network. Monday, of course, national championship game, Clemson and LSU. The Huddle, which is the ACC Network's signature football show, will have multiple sets in New Orleans at the College Football National Championship Media Day. They'll be at Jack's Brewery, and they'll be on the field at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for its pre- and post-game coverage Saturday through post-game on Monday. Coach Richt, obviously, will be there as well, and he's joining us right now. Hello, Coach.
How's it going today?
Well, we need to ask you. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. We haven't spoken with you. Crowder and I, obviously, very concerned when we saw you had a heart attack at the end of last year, and we haven't spoken to you since then. So how are you feeling?
Well, I feel great. It was actually October 21st. And quite frankly, if I wasn't a mile away from the hospital, I probably wouldn't have made it. But by the grace of God, I got there. They took care of me quickly, and all of a sudden, I had two arteries 100% blocked. They got them both free-flowing now, so my heart's so happy, don't know what to do. I'm doing great, actually. I'm exercising, and there's really no limitations they put on me other than just being old. But I'm enjoying life. I spent a lot of time at the beach here at Destin, Florida, where we live now, and Life is good right now.
You had told us on this show, and you had said it on the ACC Network, that you had this love of cheese balls since you retired from coaching, and people were sending you cheese balls. Are you no longer eating the sacred cheese balls?
No, I'm not. I've lost 45 pounds. I started a diet 3 days prior to my heart attack, believe it or not, but I continued on with it, and it's amazing, guys, what happens if you actually follow the rules, and don't cheat on the thing. But, I was at 251, believe it or not, and I'm down to about 205 pounds today. So I feel great. Been exercising with my wife every day, and we're doing well health-wise. Thank you.
I was going to ask, Coach, did the wife tell you just to hang it all up and chill? Because you went back to work, a week and a half later?
Yeah, he wanted back in.
Yeah, well, what happened was some people from ESPN came to visit us here in Destin, and we were having a discussion about everything, and I think I had to go to the restroom or something. I left the room for a couple minutes, and when I came back, they all decided that I wasn't going to work for a couple of weeks, so she got her two cents in there when I wasn't around. So, but it was a smart thing for sure, and they're babying me a little bit, quite frankly, which they really don't have to now. I feel great.
Mark Richt, that's really good to hear. Former head coach, University of Miami, recruited Crowder when we were at Georgia. Did he recruit you?
Yep.
Recruited you at.
I didn't recruit him good enough, but anyway.
Well, trust me, it would have been more. Hey, would have been more headaches, coach, than you needed.
You brought in Charlie Strong. You got me.
Oh, boy.
Those arteries would have clogged up sooner.
Oh, but the Athens police would have loved me more, Coach. So you're good.
So let's talk a little football. And again, the Huddle, which is the ACC Network signature football show, they are going to be all over the CFP National Championship Media Day, and then after the game on Monday, and obviously ACC Network will have extensive Clemson coverage, I would imagine. Let me just ask real quick, because I do want to talk about University of Miami and whatnot, but let me ask you real quick, your prediction on Monday is what? I mean, LSU-Clemson's a good game,
right?
Although LSU's so damn good.
Yeah, they are, and I have decided that I'm going to wait till I'm on the air to make my pick, But, you know, both offenses are so similar. This year's first pick of the draft, in my opinion, next year's first pick of the draft in Trevor and Burrow. And I think that they both got these tall freakazoid receivers. Their backs are dynamic, route runners, ball catchers, runners in general, pass protectors. You know, Clemson doesn't have quite the tight end presence like LSU has with Thaddeus Moss, but they're a lot alike on offense. And on defense, LSU is going to do what they do, and that's lockdown man-to-man coverage to try to just choke the life out of you. That'll be how the referees, how many pass interferences they call. But Clemson, I think, is going to show more intricate blitzes. I think they'll play a lot more zone coverage, still mix in the man, but I think they'll play a little bit more zone.
Coach, and you praise both of them. Joe Burrow, I believe, is going to go number one to Cincinnati. And Trevor Lawrence, if he comes out, he's going number one too. They're very talented. But I got to ask you, which one is better? Who's the best quarterback in the game Monday?
Well, I think, well, you say in the game Monday. This season, obviously, it was Joe. I mean, Joe's he's been through a lot in his career, and he got himself up with a great coordinator, great skill guys around him, and even an offensive line that could get it done. And he's just been unconscious all season long. I mean, 55 touchdown passes is phenomenal. 7 in the first half of the last game he played in against Oklahoma. That was crazy. I mean, you can't play better than he's played. Although Trevor is undefeated as a college coach, a college quarterback, and he's never thrown a pick in the offseason. I mean, in the postseason, so. In the offseason either, right, when you talk about that. Those don't count. But anyway, it's just going to be exciting to watch those guys because they're both so darn good.
Mark Richt is with us, former Hurricanes head coach, now with the ACC Network. Let me ask one more question about college football quarterbacks. Tua Tagovailoa, we know that he's going to enter the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins have the 5th pick. If he's available at 5, or even if you had to trade up higher to get him, because the Dolphins have the draft stock to do so, in your mind, is he worth a top 5 pick?
I think you almost can't afford not to take him. It's a chance at a guy that could be a franchise quarterback for you. You can only expect that with modern medicine today, he'll come back and be healthy again and be able to do those things. If there was no health issue, it'd be a no-brainer for sure. You know, I don't understand enough about the injury, but there's certainly been history on that thing. And if there's enough successful rehabs off of that, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
And, Coach, with Tua, minus the injury, one of the other knocks is height. And we know about Russell. We know about Drew. But are you a guy – you're a quarterback. You know, you're an offensive guy, quarterback.
Right.
Do you have height restrictions or height rules about quarterbacks you used to recruit or when you're looking at a quarterback evaluating him?
No, I mean, probably the greatest quarterback I had was Charlie Ward. He was about 5'11", if that. Quarterbacks throw through passing lanes. They don't throw over 6'5", guys with their arms outstretched. I mean, every quarterback in the world will get his ball batted down if you try to throw it directly over a guy like that. So, you know, as you know, there's rushers that come outside. There's a couple rushers inside, but there's passing lanes. There's vision for a quarterback, no matter how tall he is, to throw between those defenders, so I don't see it as an issue.
Mark Richt is with us. Let's talk a little bit about the University of Miami here. Your successor, Manny Diaz, had some ups and downs in the first season. More people are concerned with the downs than the ups. Have you, I don't know your relationship with Manny, have you reached out to him or spoken with him since the season ended or after the FIU game?
Yeah, we're friends and we've talked, and I've got a lot of faith in Manny. He's a very smart guy. Obviously, it was his first time as a head coach, so there's a learning curve there, no doubt about that. And I'll say this, too, about the leadership at Miami. I'm a huge Blake James fan. You know, I've coached under a lot of ADs over my time, and Vince Dooley was unbelievable. Guy to work with and work for. He was the one that hired me initially at Georgia, and but him and Blake are by far the top two, and the things that he's done for that university has been tremendous in my opinion. And, I mean, Miami's a tough job as AD, as a head coach. I mean, I think y'all know that. It may be different than most places in America. And I don't know if you can get a better guy than him. And I think Manny's going to get the ship right. And you know, it's going to start, obviously, with the quarterback position. And when that thing finally settles down, things will change in a hurry. Because let's face it, they were 6-4. They had two games to go. Certainly could have beat FIU, could have beat Duke, could have won that last game. I mean, it easily could have been 9, but it wasn't. I understand that. But and you had Georgia Tech in there. You know, there's 10 wins you could have got that. You know, in my first year, we're 8-4, and we lost every close game. And then the next year, you know, we won like 10, 11 in a row, but we won every close game. So we're not as, you know, Miami's not as far off as everybody would like to think.
I like what you said about Miami and the football program. It's unlike a lot of places, the pressure and whatnot, because that's a fancier way of saying it's a Canes thing and you wouldn't understand, which my radio partner here, he can't understand.
I don't get it.
Crowder he refuses to understand the uniqueness of the University of Miami football program. Can you give him a little tutorial? He may listen to you, not me.
Well, I've been at Georgia and I've been at Miami. You know, I've coached in the SEC and obviously in the ACC. And Miami is different than any place, I think, in America. Just you've got it's very rare to have a very small school like Miami as far as the number of students. So it's hard to get that alumni base to love your team and be there through thick and thin, like you do at these bigger universities. Miami's, most of their fans come from the city of Miami. And, you know, they're more of a pro crowd kind of bunch. And it's just a different deal. There's some places where it's going to be sold out no matter what. Win, lose, draw, it doesn't make it flip. Now, you're still going to catch junk when you don't win. But you know, there's a lot of things that got to be managed that just you don't have to deal with it at a school like Georgia or Florida.
And coach, with the, what happened with UM this year, and like you're talking about with the fan base and alumni, there was a lot of anger out there. And this whole thing came about a czar of football operations, and they were talking about Alonzo Highsmith. He actually came out today. Was it Barry Jackson?
Barry Jackson in the Herald.
And the Herald came out and said that Alonzo Highsmith said his name is off the table at UM, but. Do you believe a university needs a czar of football operations, you know, at this time with all that football is? Does a university need that, a overall football mind that's even higher than the head coach?
I think that if Manny Diaz wanted to have someone who could be his confidant and help him through certain decisions, if it was his idea, yeah, I think it's a good idea. But if it's not his idea, I don't believe in that. But I will say this, man. I got to run. I got a bunch of people trying to get me. I've got like 11 of these in a row.
I had a feeling you had a lot of media availabilities. Coach, we're glad you're feeling great. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys. God bless.
There you go. Mark Richt, former head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. I'll remind you again, The Huddle, which is the ACC Network's signature football show, will have multiple sets in New Orleans. They'll be at Media Day. They'll be at Jack's Brewery. And they'll be on the field at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for the pre- and post-game coverage Saturday through post-game on Monday. And Coach Richt will be there, of course. You understood what he was trying to say there to you, which is essentially it's a Canes thing and you don't understand.
Did you hear what he said?
He said
you have a small alumni base.
Right.
And all your fans come from inside the city.
Uh-huh.
And you get criticized more when you lose.
Right.
What the hell does that have to do with winning on the field?
It's a Canes thing. You wouldn't understand. He just explained it to you, but that's why.
I don't understand. The fan base has. How many fans made a tackle last year for the University of Florida?
That's exactly why you couldn't understand what he was telling you and why you couldn't understand what I was telling you at 2 o'clock. He was just telling you
why. How many people go to UM? 11,000. I understand it's a very small school.
I don't think you understand.
It's tiny. It's 11,000. Florida has 60.
I don't think you understand, though.
Numbers. Analytics, numbers. I understand numbers, Hawk. I know numbers.
I want to make this clear, though. It's not your fault that you don't understand. Come here. Give me your hand.
I don't want to touch
you. Give me your hand.
I don't know where that hand's been.
Come here.
And your hands are clammy and soft.
Oh, my hands are soft. They're not clammy.
But they're mushy.
Ooh, your hands are clammy.
I know. I like to kind of want to clam up to you.
You got sweaty with Mark Richt on the line. Listen. It's not your fault that you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Canes thing you can't understand.
Y'all have problems.
I've tried to explain it.
Y'all.
Michael Irvin's tried to explain it. Mark Richt tried. You're blaming
it's called psychological issues.
You're blaming yourself. It's not your fault. I want you to know what happened to you is not your fault.
I'm not fooling with you. Not that.
That was a big endorsement Mark Richt gave to Blake James.
Yes.
And if you remember, Blake James was on with us last week, and he gave a huge endorsement to the 3 years that Mark Richt. They are obviously very fond of each other. I know Hurricanes fans probably didn't like it when Blake James said that about Mark Richt, and probably don't like it when Mark Richt says that about Blake James. But that was eye-opening for me because that was unsolicited, right? All we did was ask him about the state of the program, have you talked with Manny Diaz, and he gave you a very unsolicited but huge endorsement of Blake James, so you know what he thinks.
And it's not Blake's fault. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We both feel that way.
I feel that way. I know you do as well.
Identify problems and try to fix them. Like, I'm a UF guy. McElwain was not a fix to a problem. Then we brought in Muschamp. He was the wrong guy. I didn't want to fire Jeremy Foley, who's the AD, people don't know, at Florida. When he hired those guys, he messed up. And then he went and got Dan Mullen. Like, that's what happens. I don't know why people – you know what? That Canes thing I don't understand – I don't understand how y'all get so mad at people about one mistake here or one misstep there. It's the style of what goes on in college football, high school football, NFL. The Patriots were trash before they drafted Tom Brady. Like, it's what happens.
I mean,
y'all, I don't understand.
You know why you don't understand it?
I don't understand because it's a Canes thing.
It's a Canes thing.
Damn good.
You can't understand.
A damn bird.
It's not your fault.
Damn bird flying around.
I want you to stop blaming yourself.
You ever seen an ibis? They're weak and scary. They eat worms.
Are you lashing out because you don't understand? It's okay. That's what I'm telling you. It's okay. Somebody texts him, play Hockman or Turkey with Coach. If he had three more minutes.
I know what the Canes thing is. Hanging up on radio hosts. Mark Richt, Jim Larrañaga.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Yeah, that damn busy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.